welcome. This is God Is In This, the podcast ministry of Bethany First Church, United Church of Christ in Bethany, Connecticut. For more than 270 years, our congregation has gathered in covenant to worship, grow, and serve, grounded in faith and open to the Spirit's movement in our time. As an open and affirming church, we believe every person is created in the image of God and fully welcomed here. Across every race, gender identity, sexual orientation, age, ability, and background. Each episode features a Sunday sermon from our pastor, the Reverend Jonathan Paradis, or from a guest preacher. A message rooted in Scripture, shaped by justice, and alive to the questions of today. Whether you're walking the dog, commuting to work, folding laundry, or simply pausing for a breath, we're grateful you've chosen to spend this time with us. Here at Bethany First Church, we believe God shows up, not only in the sanctuary, but in the struggle, in the doubt, in the joy, and in the everyday. So wherever you are, and however you're listening, welcome. This is God Is In This.
As we gather today, I invite you to bring your whole self into this space. Bring your joys, bring your gratitude, your questions, and yes, even your tears. The beauty of worship is that nothing is left out, and God welcomes it all. I want to orient us as we've been moving together through the story of Scripture. In the past few weeks, we've walked through with God's people from creation through covenant to the time of kings and prophets, and we've followed their history step by step, seeing God's hand at work. But today, we pause in the timeline, because when history gets heavy, when kingdoms crumble and loss becomes part of our story, the people of God do more than just record. They pray, they sing, they wrestle with God in poetry and wisdom. And last week we sat with Job, a man who cried out in suffering and demanded to know why the innocent endure so much pain. And today we turn in Psalm 42, where that same cry comes in a prayer song. Next week, we'll move into Proverbs, where wisdom becomes the guidance for a faithful living. When life feels uncertain, and then after that, the book of Daniel. It'll bridge us back to the prophets, showing how faith and identity were carried into exile itself. So today, Psalm 42 helps us to pause. It helps us to breathe, and it helps us to pray. God of living water, as the psalmist longed for your presence, so we long for your word today. Our thirst, quench us with your truth. In our sorrow, comfort us with your promise. In our questions, guide us with your wisdom. Open our ears to hear and our minds to understand and our hearts to trust that through your Spirit, these ancient words would become for us living word of hope today. Amen. The Psalms were Israel's prayer book, a hymn book. They were sung in the temple, whispered in personal devotion, and remembered in exile. When the land was gone, when the temple was gone, the seat and the presence of God gone from among them. All were taken. Everything they held sacred and holy was gone. The promises they held in slavery, the dreams they held in the desert, and it was their demand for a king years before this that led to this. Their story is more than that. The Bible is not just recorded history. The Psalms itself record emotions, record the life of God's people. They cover everything from joy to sorrow, trust and doubt. They remind us that faith is not pretending that everything is fine. Faith is bringing everything to God. Poetry isn't just decoration. It's medicine for the soul. When ordinary words fail, poetry helps to heal. Scholars group these psalms into different types: praise, thanksgiving, wisdom, royal, penitential, imprecatory, and lament. Psalm 42 is a lament. And these psalms actually make up the largest group of all the psalms, as they give voice to grief and longing. Listen again to this, the refrain. My tears have been my food day and night. That's raw grief. When shall I come and behold the face of God? That's longing. Why are you cast down, O my soul? That is honest and inner turmoil. And still, the psalmist concludes with the refrain, hope in God, for I shall again praise him. It's sung twice in this chapter. That's the mark of lament. The sorrow is real, but so is the trust. What makes this psalm special is that it doesn't rush past the grief, but it holds the lament and hope together. The tears don't vanish, but it becomes the refrain, a prayer that the psalmist keeps speaking until it takes root again. The imagery is unforgettable. A deer longing for water, tears as daily bread, the deep calling to the deep, as it tells us that our faith is big enough to hold our tears. You don't need to wait until you're joyful to pray. And our hearts are heavy today because the world continues to be broken in ways that hurt deeply. In a reoccurrence of Minneapolis, this week in Colorado at Evergreen High School, a student opened fire, injuring classmates before taking their own life. Meanwhile, the tragic death of Charlie Kirk. As he was discussing gun violence, he was shot during an open-air event. I named Irina Zuratska, who had just finished a shift at a pizzeria and was riding the light rail to go home. She is fatally stabbed in Charlotte, North Carolina. The irony is, she was a refugee seeking safety from the conflict in Ukraine. The list is unending. The events repeat itself over and over again. They've become part of our lives. They've become part of our history. It's become the American way of violence. These tragic, these horrible losses, these unnecessary violent events remind us again that violence can appear in spaces we thought we were safe. These tragic losses leave behind pain, questions, leave behind lives that are changed, hopes and dreams unfulfilled, and families shattered. So much grief, so many questions. How do we live with this? Where do we find hope? Psalm 42 gives us a way. We do not diminish the pain, we name the loss. We bring it to worship because God is here in our tears. And this feels different than Job last week, doesn't it? Because Job was also a story about suffering. Job spoke in speeches, demanded answers, and eventually God responded from the whirlwind. Job never got an easy explanation, but he did encounter God. Psalm 42 is simple and more easy to understand. It's more immediate in the answer. It's a prayer poem, not a story about one man, but a song that anyone can sing. When Job asked why, Psalm 42 shows us how to live with suffering, how to cry out honestly, how to keep repeating hope, even when you don't feel it yet. Together, Job and Psalm 42 gives us these two gifts, that Job helps us to wrestle with the mystery of suffering, while Psalm 42 helps us to pray through it. When we read, my tears have been my food day and night, that's not a figure of speech. It's a lived experience. Maybe you carry loss because of violence or hurt or pain or someone you knew, someone you never expected to lose, and it caused you to feel distant from God, wondering if prayer is within reach. And with all the noise in the headlines, Psalm 42 reminds us those prayers belong to God too. Our tears are not weakness. Our words are not weak. They are prayers that God receives with compassion. Twice the psalmist sings, "Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my help and my God." But what's a refrain? Does anybody know what a refrain is? Greg? Great. Our music teacher's not even here. Docking his pay. Anybody know what a refrain is? Anybody that sings? And it's repeated. It's the response that's repeated over and over again. I didn't know what it was, so I had to look it up. The definition I ended on was, a refrain is an anchor. It repeats an idea. It holds it steady within the poem. The psalmist doesn't pretend that the pain is gone, but insists on hope. Sometimes faith looks like whispering to your own soul, God is still here. Don't give up hope. As a deer longs for flowing streams, so my soul longs for you, O God. That verse is tender and powerful. Longing itself is not a sign of failure. Longing is faith. To thirst for God is to believe that God can quench. To weep before God is to trust that God listens. The song speaks to us personally, but also to us as a community. In the face of these tragedies, Minneapolis, Evergreen, Charlie Kirk, thousands of kids in our schools, hundreds of thousands of others in our history, our faith must be stretched. Our lament must become a prayer. We are invited to be bearers of presence, to reach out to those wounded by violence, to listen, to comfort, to act. Maybe that means joining a gun violence prevention organization or supporting trauma counseling in our schools, advocating for safe policies. And as a church, we seek to embody Psalm 42's hope. We say, hope in God, for I shall again praise him. Not as platitude, but as a commitment. Psalm 42 teaches us three things in this moment. Your tears are prayers. Don't hide them, offer them, because God hears. Hope is in the refrain. We may need to say it again and again and again. And sometimes again. And that's not weakness. That's faith. And we carry hope for one another. Sometimes we can't speak the refrain ourselves. That's when the church sings. That's when we lift up our voices and pray for us until we all can. Psalm 42 doesn't wrap everything up neatly. It ends with longing. It ends with tears. But it also ends with hope. And that's maybe where most of us live, in that middle place where pain and hope coexist. But the promise is this: God is in the longing. God is in the tears. And so we keep saying with the psalmist, hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my help and my God. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's sermon from Bethany First Church. If you're nearby, we'd love to welcome you in person. Worship is every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. right here at 511 Amity Road in Bethany, Connecticut. To learn more about our ministries, upcoming events, or ways to support our mission, visit bethanyfirstchurch.org or follow us on social media at Bethany First Church. We're so glad you joined us, and we hope something in this message stays with you. Until next time, may you walk with courage live with compassion, and always remember, God is in this.